Blog Talk Radio.
A merry Monday today. We've been having a merry Monday all day long. We've been hearing so many comments that have come to share with us on our show. We had so much feedback from so many of our listening audience. We're glad that you are enjoying Real Talk with Mary J. This is Merry Monday today, and we're going in to continue our episode on love and relationships. We continue to share that because we're getting so much from this show. I mean, it is booming. We're going higher in it. We're talking about love and relationships and toxic relationships. We had on our show this Monday morning for our 10 a.m. broadcast, Marcia Delotte and Michaela Womack. Michaela Womack was on the show, and they had a lot to share with us on this morning's broadcast as it relates to topic relationships and when to let go. I have my girl Patricia on with me today. Pat, are you there? Can you hear me? Okay, I'm not sure if she's able to hear me on yet, if she was able to come in just yet. But we're talking about love and relationships. You know, so many times we find so many beautiful, attractive young women that are looking for love in all the wrong places, and I continue to say that. And we find ourselves in these toxic relationships, these relationships that we cannot get out of. We don't always know how we end up there, but a lot of times we end up in these places and we lose ourselves in the shadows of others. And I said that on my show today, many occasions that we get involved in relationships and we stay there for whatever reasons. We shared it today. You know, some stay in because of financial hardship and they feel like they can't do it without a man in their life or have that person in their life, especially those who are married or in relationships that are toxic, and stay-home moms that feels like, okay, I'm here and he's a good provider and he's been doing so much for me and I don't want to leave or I'm concerned about my children. But, you know, one thing that we've learned on today's show is that when you're in a relationship, and Marcia share the light on it today, when you feel that you have to numb yourself to be in that relationship, that you no longer function on your own, that everything in you, you become depressed in it, and you can't find your way out. You can't even, you know, come up for air to breathe. There's so much going on around you. There's like a cloud over your head, and you've sunken so down deep in depression, you find yourself locked in. That's when it's toxic. I had a phone call on this morning for prayer for a young lady who is married in a relationship that has lost an extreme amount of weight, that is very depressed because she's being controlled and manipulated and isolated. And when you find yourselves in that type of relationship where you can't have friends around, you have to be guarded by the certain type of people that you're with and the company that you're in, you have to report where you're going and who you're going with. I mean, we're grown adults that are doing this type of thing. That's when a relationship becomes toxic. That's when it's a stronghold of control. We don't want to just exist, but we want to live. We want to be full of life in a relationship that we're choosing for our lives, and we want to raise happy, healthy, whole children, whole individuals. So we've learned on today's show that when we stay in these relationships, and of course on Real Talk with Mary J, you know, I just keep it real and plain and simple. As there nowhere am I condoning divorce. You know, I feel that if you can work it out, stick it out, stay, you know, and do whatever you can. But it takes two. It takes two people to work out a marriage. It takes two people to work out that relationship, in order for it to work, you have to be in it. You have to be in that relationship together. So we're talking about it on today on Real Talk with Mary J. And if you have any questions or if you would like to add something to the show, your comments, you can dial in at 3830. Again, that's 215-383-3830. I just want to check once more to see if Pat came in on the show. Pat, are you there? Okay. I think she may be having trouble getting into the studio. But we're talking about, you know, real love. Looking for love in all the wrong places. When you have to dig deep within yourself, you have to know that you love you, that the love that you have and the value that you have for yourself, you have to find it in yourself. So many times we look for man to validate us, man to esteem us, man to affirm us. But you have to look deep within yourself and know within you. You're valuable. You know, you're precious. You're a treasure. You have to be able to identify those things within yourself. And sometimes you just got to look in the mirror and be true to you. Now, there's things that we know that are in our lives that we're not happy with. There are certain conditions that we're not pleased with. But when you identify that and you be true to you, you search yourself deep within and be truthful and say, you know what, girl, you better get it together because you have so much to look forward to. And you begin to work on those things that you know that you need to work on. There's some things in your life that you may feel that it's out of order. Don't ignore it. You know, get those things in order. You know, what Marcia said on today's show, she said, pay attention to the tension. I thought that was just on point. You know, we have to pay attention to the tension. Those things that are going on in our lives, those things that are distressing us, those things that are causing us to be disenchanted, those things that are causing us to be depressed and just, unsure about ourselves and who we were with and where we are, you have to pay attention to the tension, because if it's giving you that much stress and you're going through so many different episodes of repeated episodes of being in a relationship that you know is way out of control, then it's time for you to reassess something. And like I said, it takes two people to come together in order to make it work. You have to seek counsel for that. You know, you have to go and get some good counseling for that. You need prayer for that, but to help you see that and to bring you through. A lot of times I hear women that stay in a relationship, and I'm talking about abusive relationships where you're being physically abused, you're being, you know, sexually abused, you're being verbally abused, mentally abused, emotionally abused. There's so many different types of abuse, and we remain in it. And a lot of times they remain in it because they feel like, you know, or nobody else is going to love them. Or if they share their story with somebody, you know, people are going to look down on them. Nobody else is going to want them. How are they going to start over? You know, starting over is difficult. You know, I'm reminded of a relationship where this guy, the husband, was abusing a wife, beating her. She wanted so badly to leave and escape, but she felt like she could not make it without him. She felt like if she started over with a child, that she won't be able to make it on her own because he provided everything. And a lot of times we stay in relationships, and of course, everybody stay for their own reasons. You know, everybody has their different reasons of why they stay. Some stay for the children. Some stay for the financial freedom. Stay because they just feel they're too old to move on at this point. Some stay because they feel like, you know, everything that they need and want is in this man, and he's, you know, their whole life and their whole world. But that's a sign of weakness. That is a sense of inadequacy when you feel that everything that you have, you're putting all your trust, all your treasure, all your hope in a man, and putting a man over your children and a man over you, actually over your life and your purpose. You know, I hear about relationships where, You know, we have women that lose their whole purpose, their whole identity, because they have to fit the mold. And what they're calling submission is actually control. So when you find yourself in a relationship that is controlling, that's manipulative, that is abusive, it's time to go. We're talking about, when do we go, how long do we stay, and when to let go. I'll tell you when to let go. You let go when you realize that you're losing your life. That's when you let go. You let go when you realize that you have no more self-worth. You let go when you feel that you're tired of going through what you're going through. If you're getting hit over the head and the black eye and cursed out all the time, and, I mean, damaging your esteem, there's nothing nice to say about you. Everything about you is just negativity. You know, there's no good in me. You mean none? There's nothing that I do right? That's when it's time for you to really walk away. Because what's happening is that person that does not know who they are and their self-worth, because, you know, hurting people hurt people. And when a person has been through so much, has gone through so much, they begin to take all of that out on the person that they're with. And who can hurt you more than a person that you're closest to? There's no hurt like the one that is closest to you. So when a person is going through these things themselves and feeling, you know, insecurities within themselves, then they try to all of that off on you, like you're the reason. You're the one. You're the blame. But I want to say to you, it's not your fault. I don't care, male or female, it's not your fault. You know, you're not responsible for another person's action. No, you're not the reason why they went out and had an affair. It's not your fault because he went and had an affair with some other woman, or she went and had an affair with another man. You're not the cause of that. People, listen to me, people cannot make another person do anything. We are given our own free will. We're given choices, and we do things that we want to do. Nobody can force you to do whatever it is that you decide to do. So let's stop blaming someone else for the mistakes that you made. Take the responsibilities and say, okay, I messed up. I made that choice. And these are the consequences because I made the wrong choices. So now I have to find a way to turn this thing around full circle and to just be able to break free, you know, to break free and to live again. But we want to make the right choices. We want to make healthy choices. We don't want to just exist in life. We want to live, and we want to live an abundant life, a life of love and freedom and, you know, just security. You have to really know who you are. You have to know your value and your worth. We were talking on the show today, and Michaela made a really good point when we were talking about sometimes we grow up in households and, you know, we repeat what we see all the time for many of us because, you know, we were abused and that's all we've gotten. So now we think that no one else can love us. Because our mom didn't love us, our dad didn't love us. No affection was shown to us. We didn't hear I love you. We were never held or hugged or kissed or touched. So when you have that and you grow up to become an adult and you're looking for that, you're looking for that love. And then when a man comes or a woman comes around and starts giving you that attention and showing you those things and telling you what you want to hear, which you've never heard before, you equate it as love. But one thing that love is not. Love is not ugly. Love is not selfish. Love is not conceited. It's not jealousy. It's not control. It's not puffed up. Love is not envy. Love is very kind. And, you know, we were talking on my show, and we said that love is not broken. You don't need anybody to come fix you to love you, you know. Love is just there. It's pure. And when you embrace it and the pureness that God had intended it to be, you know, it doesn't need any work. It doesn't need any work. I just want to give a shout out before I continue. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with Mary J. To all of my listening viewers and that you're out there on the blog, thank you for tuning in with me. I want you to continue to share your posts and meet me right here in the studio on Monday, every Monday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com. And then follow me. Please follow me to New Orleans Talk Network at 10 a.m. on NewOrleansTalkNetwork.com. You can download the app, NOTN, New Orleans Talk Network, and share with me there. So thank you again for coming out, and I hope you all join me once again on next Monday. If you'd like to tune in on the show in the studio live, you can dial 215-383-3830. Again, that's 215-383-3830. Thank you for sharing with me. Again, on Real Talk with Mary J., of course, we're talking about love and relationships. We want to talk about toxic relationships because we know so many people are in these relationships and they're entangled. I call them strongholds. A lot of times when you're in a toxic relationship, you don't even realize you're in it until you get around some other people and begin to socialize and begin to share your feelings. You never know that you're there, you know. Sometimes ladies equate jealousy to love. That is the craziest thing. Oh, he's so jealous. He's so protective. Oh, he loves me so much. He's always checking on me to make sure I'm okay, to make sure that I'm all right. That is not what love is supposed to be. You know, it really isn't. That is a lack of trust, and you're supposed to be trusting in a relationship. Marcy said on today, you know, a lot of times we hear about 50-50, but you have to be 100. You have to be a whole person. You can't be a half a person coming into a relationship and you need another half of a person to make you whole. You already have to be whole and complete and loving the total you and all of you and looking to you, you know, to validate and affirm yourself. That has to come from within. A lot of times our expectations with other people, we put too much on them because we expect them to do all of the things for ourselves that we should be doing, you know. So we don't want to do that. And when what happens, you end up heartbroken, you end up bruised and bitter. And, you know, it takes a long time. It takes years to recover from that, from rupture relationships. A broken heart is, you know, is nothing like a broken heart. To have your heart broken because you trusted and you given your all to that person, and, you know, and they betrayed you, I understand it. I've been there, done that. But, you know, you have to be able to pick up the pieces. You know, one thing that I have learned about the Lord, and I just love him with all my heart and soul, I know him to be a master mender. I say that all the time. Definitely a master mender. He is the only one who can take all of your scattered, broken pieces and put them together and make you become the masterpiece that you were created to be. It's all of your pain and all of your suffering and everything that you've experienced is causing you to line up with your purpose and your destiny, because in it you learn the lesson and you're able to contribute to the earth, to people around you, you know, to your entire community and to the world. You're able to give back, and that's what purpose is all about. When you go through those lessons in life, you learn from it. It makes you a stronger person. It makes you a lot wiser. You no longer settle for less. You realize your self-worth and your value and knowing who you are and whose you are. And you're not willing to, you know, go through the same old, same old. You know, a lot of times when we repeat those cycles over and over, it's because, for one thing, we go into what I call rebound relationships so quickly that we get involved so quickly with someone else, because, you know, the old saying, you know, to get over one person is to get under the next one, you know, get under somebody else and you'll feel so good because it'll stop you from thinking about the other person that hurt you. But then later on, if you have not healed from that hurt and you've just rushed into another relationship so suddenly, it's going to be ruptured again. Your heart is going to be broken again. You're going to go through all of those same pieces again because you have not allowed yourself to be healed and made whole from the pain that you've experienced. You know, sometimes you're in relationship for many, many years. You won't get over it overnight. It's a process in most cases. Now, of course, you can be delivered and set free instantly, but it doesn't always work instantly for everybody. It depends on the purpose that God has for you and the plan that he has for you. Sometimes it's a longer process for others, and, you know, we can't just rush into the next relationship and expecting all the hurt and the pain to go away, because somewhere down the line there's going to be something that's going to remind you of the pain that you've experienced and you know, the situation that you have gone through. So let's not do that, people. Let's not rush into relationships so quickly from one to the next and not get over the hurt and experience and the pain that you've already had to go through. You go through to come out. You don't go through to go back in. You go through to come out. And hopefully when you come out, you can stay out. Let's do that. The second thing that we do is that we forget. You know, we forget. And, you know, what are you saying, Mary J? I thought you're supposed to forgive and forget. Yeah, you're supposed to forgive. You're supposed to do that. But, you know, forgetting, I don't know. Sometimes we forget and we allow the person over and over, you know. They come back around, you forget all the mean things that they said and all the things that they done. No, not holding on to grudges, not holding on to past hurt, but be wise enough to remember that I no longer want to put myself in this same position to feel what I felt before. Not guarding, not putting up walls, but to walk in wisdom and say, you know what? I know my worth. I know who I am. Do I want to continue going through the same thing again? You know, perfect example. If you're in a relationship with somebody and you know this person has no intentions on being there in your future, a lot of times we already know, but we stay in it because it's convenient and, you know, there's no way that this person would ever marry you. They've never shown it. They've never talked about it. You don't have a ring. There's no concrete conversation based on futuristic goals together, but you continue to just, you know, be with this person and have sex with them over and over, and you already know it's not going to lead to anywhere. So what happens? You get entangled with the strongholds once more, and you find yourself in bondage mentally and emotionally, because you want to be able to let go and escape it, but you can't now because you join together in intimacy and sex. And whenever a man goes into a woman, he leaves a part of his soul there. That's why we get soul tied. When that soul tied gets entangled to your spirit, it's like having, I would say it's like having a plant. Let's say that. A plant that is planted in soil, that is fertilized, and then it begins to take root and grow, and then you have weeds that are growing all up around that plant, and it's wrapping itself around that plant, and it's growing all up the plant, and it's got it so entangled that the roots are stuck. That's what soul tying does. It's having that person to fertilize your seed. I mean, to have intimacy, it means to come into me, intimacy, you know, that you see into me, and he sees into you. He leaves a part of his soul with you, and you're in bondage, you're entangled, and you cannot shake it. Not only that, intimacy is so spiritual that whenever that person sleeps with anybody, those spirits and all those persons that they've been with is attached to you, because now they have released that in you, you know. So we have to be able to guard our treasures and guard our minds from all of the toxic stuff, because then you don't know how you end up the way you end up. You know, why am I thinking this way, and why am I feeling this way, and why am I acting so out of control over this man or over this woman, you know? Why can't I let him go? Why can't I let her go? It's because of the soul tie, the stronghold that has a hold of your soul. You're not able to escape it. But this is the way that you can escape it. You have to be able to remember. Remember, you've had this conversation already. Remember the outcome. Remember, it got a little better for a little while, and you begin to feel what you felt again. And then later on, you were right back where you were. You have to say, you know what, if I get intimate with this guy again or intimate with this woman again, I already know what it's going to do to my spirit and my soul. So let me just consecrate myself and separate myself from that so I won't get a broken heart, I won't be wounded, and I can be a little bit more freer to move forward without falling, you know. So you have to be able to remember. You have to be able to remember the names that you were called, you know, the things that that person said to you. And I'm not talking about relationships where you stay. I'm talking about when you leave a relationship and then that person tries to get you back. That's what I'm talking about. When that person tries to say all the things, the sweet nothings in your ear, the conversations to make you believe that, you know, they're going to be good to you, but they're really not being good to you. You have to begin to remember. And that will keep you awake and alert in your spirit to say, you know what, I'm not falling for the okey-doke this time. You know, you did it to me once, you do it to me twice, you know, three times, brother, you're out of here. And I say three times because, you know, that's mostly what we allow. But it doesn't have to be three times. You know, you don't have to have a person to keep hitting you upside your head three times to know you need to leave the first time it was done. You know, you don't have to have a person to sexually abuse you three times to know the first time, let me get the hell out of here. You know, it doesn't have to be three times. But when we come to ourselves, I said it on my show today, when you come to yourself and you know that you know that you know who you are and you know your worth and you know that you're not going to continue to settle and to stay stuck, and you want to, you know, make a way of escape, there's a way of escape. You can get out of the bondage. You can get out of the broken place where you are. You don't have to settle for anything less than God's best for your life. You can break free, you know. Come out of the toxic relationships. You don't need to be drowning in a relationship. You're smothering. You can't even breathe. It's like you're sinking and you can't even hold your head up high above the water. You're pedaling and you're trying to trade the water, but you know you have something that is pulling you all the way down. That is toxic, you guys. That's toxic. It's not healthy for your mind, your spirit. It's not healthy for you as a person. You're beautiful. You're blessed. You're chosen. Yes, beautifully and wonderfully made. You're highly favored. You have to know that you know who you are. Look in the mirror. Look deep. I'm not talking about the cosmetic. I'm not talking about the hair. Know that. Thank you for tuning in with me on Real Talk with Mary J.